It's one of the most popular weight loss drugs, but a study for the HSE has found that making Mounjaro available to public patients would not be value for money. The National Centre for Health Economics says that while Mounjaro is beneficial for those trying to lose weight, it's very expensive. The drug is made by Eli Lilly and one of its key components is manufactured in County Cork. GP Austin Byrne, who's based in Waterford, says they're seeing significant demand for weight loss drugs, but he says money is a big barrier for people getting access to them.
It is very much a social barrier to this medication, and by and large, it's being used more often by people who can afford to self-fund. And we do see a little bit of the grey market use as well, where people are sourcing from, you know, often dubious sources and with unreliable supply chains, and indeed no guarantee that the medication itself is genuine.
Well, we can talk now to Professor Donal O'Shea. He's a consultant endocrinologist at St Vincent's University Hospital and at St Colum Kills in Dublin. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. Before we talk about this particular study, can you give us your own view of Mounjaro? How important is it?
Look, it's very important, and it's in the field of obesity treatment, and we're trying to move away from talking about weight loss drugs to use the language of obesity treatment, because this is not about the number on the scales. This actually is about becoming healthier at whatever weight you are. And with these medications, we're now seeing people who are managing their obesity much better. But this Mounjaro is, if you like, the next iteration of the class of drugs that people are familiar with, about Ozempic and Wegovy. And before that, there was Victoza for weight. And, you know, to have emerging treatments, drug treatments that are effective for the disease of obesity, is a game changer for global health over the next 30 years. The problem is we're at the very start and they're incredibly expensive at the moment.
What then is your view of this study, which says, listen, this drug is great, but for the public purse, it's also very, very expensive?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not a surprise. It's a balanced study. It's positive about the benefits of the drug. But any health budget in the world would be crippled immediately if they made this drug available to everybody who we know would benefit from it. That's the people living with obesity. And the people that have been studied would have a BMI of over 30. And that's 25% of the adult population. So you cannot give an expensive drug to 25% of the adult population. You have to start with the people who have the most severe, most complex disease, use it there, show the effectiveness, and then make it more available, if you like, to more people as the price comes down. And inevitably, you know, the price will come down when generic treatments become available, when tablet treatments become available, because at the moment, a big part of the cost is the injectable device.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, how widely prescribed is Mounjaro?
Well, we know for the other GLP-1, the Saxenda, we know 15,000 applications for reimbursement were made because that isn't available to people living with obesity, but people living with severe and complex obesity, and there's 5,000 people on it. So the demand for this class of drug is massive. We don't have figures. Mounjaro has only been available in Ireland since May. We don't have figures on the numbers on it, but anecdotally we know there's a lot of people on it, and as the GP said, many sourcing it from the kind of grey online market, and many sourcing it who are using it for weight loss. And honestly, we have to move towards the concept of obesity treatment, because a lot of people are using it because they want to be thinner, and that cultural desire to be thin persists and is deeply ingrained in society. And over the next 10 to 15 years. I really hope we move beyond that narrative.
That's an interesting point you make. Are you concerned that a drug like Mounjaro, that it's open to abuse?
Well, look, we know that it's open to abuse, and we know that the World Anti-Doping Agency have added it to their monitoring list, and they're very concerned about athletes using it to control their weight. They've even been saying the next Olympic Games will be potentially known as the Ozempic Games.
Depending on the dose, looking at the figures published this morning, Mounjaro costs, I think, about €500 a month. Are there countries now where it's cheaper?
The price point globally for Mounjaro is broadly similar. I mean, when Ozempic came out, there was wild differences around the world, anything from €80 up to €1,200 for a month's supply, depending on what country you were trying to source it in. It's narrower for Mounjaro, but there are still some differences across countries.
All right, Professor Donal O'Shea, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon.